Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, tomorrow is kind of an interesting day for South Carolina. The governor has proclaimed July 13th as Waste Food Day in South Carolina.
Well, you know, she has. She's joined in to help highlight what's been going on since last September when the EPA, some of whom not normally are collaborators, but along with Department of Agriculture, adopted a sustainable development goal, and that was to reduce food waste by half by the year 2030. So it's something good to focus on, and the governor proclamation helps us do that. So the Don't Waste Food is actually a program that we are working on to have an impact in South Carolina.
You know, Commissioner, food waste numbers are absolutely staggering, in my opinion.
Well, you're right, and it gets back to what our mothers told us when we were children, you know, don't waste your food. But if you look and realize that I think food waste is the highest contributor to our landfills, not only in the country, but probably South Carolina, I think at least a little over 20% of everything that goes into a landfill is a food waste. So we should think about this, and the whole point of the Don't Waste Food effort is designed to recycle or do something else other than just put it in the landfill and forget about it.
Something that I have read off and on for the last 2 or 3 years, that the date labels on food that is mostly purchased for home consumption is a huge contributor to at-home food waste.
Well, that's right, people think that beyond that date, don't even open the package. Whereas me, I'll open that jug of milk up a couple of days after and give it a good old personal test. So you can stretch that. Now, we're not advocating that, but what we are talking about is let's focus on, again, regenerating, reuse of food, either through compost to have it grow more food, do something other than just let it end up in the landfill. Our folks at the Food Waste Generation Report that prepared some of the foundation says that we're putting over 600,000 tons a year of food waste in the landfills. And the people that before we compost it, before we throw it away, there are folks that could be served by just reducing this waste. And the food banks, South Carolina, I think there are four of them working with us on this. And it's just time to put some effort toward this to come up with some ways to do better.
Absolutely. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.